In 1979, Michael Jackson released his album, Off the Wall. Blondie topped the charts with Heart of Glass, and Sister Sledge sang We Are Family.
We are family. I got all my sisters with me. We are family.
All best heard on a Walkman. The Sony portable music player was invented 30 years ago. But how does the Walkman compare to digital devices of today? Joined now by 13-year-old Scott Campbell. He gave up his iPod for an entire week just to listen to an original Walkman. He talks to us now by the power of Skype from his bedroom in Aberdeen, Scotland. Scott, in Scotland? Scott here. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Nice to talk to you. So, if I do my math right, you were minus 17 when the Walkman came out?
About that, yeah. Around that kind of age.
Yeah, so no particular memories, eh?
No, not at all.
So had you ever seen a Walkman before?
I've seen the more modern ones and the CD Walkmans, but never the original cassette Walkman.
What made you interested in trying this out anyway?
The BBC contacted me and asked me to write about it, and I thought it sounded quite interesting just to try it out.
You're a critic, a music critic, despite your age, I guess, right? Or maybe because of it.
Yeah, I just kind of write articles for various news sources. I've got my news website, netnewsdaily.com. So, yeah.
So what do you think of the Walkman?
I think it was certainly a great piece of technology at the time. It's very, very different from what you'd have thought people would have listened to music on. It's really big, very bulky.
Could you figure out the tape part?
This is where I had a problem. It took me 3 days to realize that you had to turn over the tape to play half the other tracks. So I got confused when it got to the end of half the tape. It just didn't occur to me. Because, you know, you're so used to, even with CDs, you don't turn over CDs. And with iPods nowadays, you're just not used to that kind of thing. It's quite bizarre, and I was quite surprised when I found out that they had an A side and a B side, certainly.
Is there any feature of the Walkman you think conventional MP3 or iPods could stand to have or learn from?
Probably the two headphone jacks is just about the only thing, so you can share your music a wee bit easier. Apart from that, there's not a whole lot of advantages to the player.
Well, Scott, does your Walkman go directly from your bedroom now to the British Museum, or what are you going to do with it?
I don't know. I'm just going to kind of leave it on a shelf to gather dust.
Well, very nice talking to you.
Thank you.
Scott Campbell speaking with us from his home in Aberdeen, Scotland. This is NPR News.